Blog Talk Radio.
About today's show. That was one of our top three tracks. As you know, every time a new album comes out that we care about, we let you hear our top three tracks. This week, I really wasn't expecting to do a top three tracks, but Big Baby Dram surprised me. At my age, I never thought I would tell you to listen to any album created by somebody named Big Baby Dram, but here we are today on the show. talking about some guy named Big Baby Dram, who I just happen to like. So that song was called Wi-Fi, featuring Erykah Badu. And, I mean, it's rather catchy, like stay connected but no strings. Like, come on now. That was catchy. You can't even, like, yeah. That's the thing. So I have to thank our sponsors who make sure we can do this every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. First and foremost, we are Stand Omni Media Production, www.wheredoyoustand.com, the letter, not the word. Stand Omni Media, digital diversified media platform that makes sure that they focus on uplifting the communities and voices that are often silenced. In addition to that, we're partnered with Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating website and app. Check them out at EVE, the number four, EVEonline.com. Lastly, we are sponsored by the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 social club for LGBTQI people of purpose and professionals. So if you want to be one, hit them up for an application at lifestylepowerplayers@gmail.com. They're cool peeps and whatnot, what have you. So I think it's only appropriate that we tell you what's going on the scene coming up soon. Get your social calendars out and ready. We'll let you know what's up. First thing, you really want to make sure that you've taken the time to check out the High Heel Race this Tuesday. It's going to be cute. It's in the District of Columbia. It's on 17th Street. And just like queers and fans of us come out and see all of our awesome costumes. It's like trick-or-treating with liquor. So I'm just saying that you should do it and you should be there. Then on Thursday, you should come to Acre 121. We'll get more into why this whole show. So I won't go into it right now. But like come. Have some appetizers, have some cocktails, hear some karaoke, vote for one team in particular. Again, we'll go through all of this throughout the show today. What else is happening? Nothing else that I know of, but if you want to make sure that we're letting everyone know about your brand, your event, the thing you do, the blankets your Nana sews, we'll do that, I promise. Just hit us up, www.wheredoyoustand.com. Click on contact, let us know you want to advertise, and we'll hook you up. And we have an exclusivity clause, which means if you do hair and we do business with you, the next person who does hair doesn't get an ad. I think that's kind of a big deal and more than enough of a reason to play another song. See you in a bit.
This song is a confession with all my second guessing at all of my discretion. In all our conversations and all that time we waited before we finally made it. And you sell your phone suspicion and all your fingers hit. You're asking me about bitches and all the lacerations and all the aggravation. Girl, listen what I'm saying. And all that is worth it if I got you, babe. All that is worth it if I got you, babe. All that is worth it if I got you, babe. All that is worth it if I got you, babe. It's worth it if I got you. Fingers crossed, hoping that you don't scroll too far down and see my little plea for Emily to lay with me while she was so far away. Why did I leave my phone out? That's a rookie mistake. She love cracking codes like a kid love cake. Infiltration in 15 minutes. I wish my password wasn't my name. That's real nigga shit. Now I gotta deal with this bitch. Mouth in a hand submissions. Gotta watch cause it's dance out pole position. Plenty swings all missing cause she'd rather be kissing. Crazy cause it took 2 months to get it. Probably went through way too much to hit it. But I got it and I'm trying to keep it. Cause we celebrate every weekend. And she polish it every evening. Love is a hell of a drug. But it still don't rule out my addiction to lust. Every time I leave out, she lose a little of trust. Every step that I take, increase this dust. Girl, I'll be back when I'm back, not giving a fuck. But I'll be devastated if it's splitting us up. It's a double-edged sword, a two-sided war. But instead of making peace, I still reach for the door.
All that is
worth it if I got you, baby. All that is worth it if I got you, baby. All that is worth it if I got you, baby. It's worth it if I got you.
This is the moment when you realize that you didn't know that you would like someone named Big Baby Dram either. It's happening. That is track two called Password. See where he was going? Wi-Fi was the first one. Second one was Password. I'm just saying that there's a path. Follow it. Anywho, those are two of my three favorite tracks. We'll close out with the last one called Get It Myself. I love it. Like, it might end up being my next alarm. Any hoot. I always talk to you about things you might have missed last week. So it's that time. I'm going to switch things up. Not only are we going to discuss things you might have missed, we're going to talk about something I certainly missed. I didn't watch the debate. I'm doing kind of good with that. I'd like to pat myself on the back. From what I hear, we don't have to be subjected to that fuckery anymore, and I would like to slow clap that existence. You may have also missed Oprah Winfrey's comments around Hillary Clinton's election. My Aunt Oprah said, and I quote, "You do not have to have dinner with Hillary Clinton. You do not have to like her, but you do not have a choice. You must vote for her." That's what she said. I don't know how you feel about it. We have all week to discuss it, or if you had a few comments about it tonight, we're here, 646-787-8623. Last but not least, around things that have happened this week, the internet was hacked. Yes. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I don't know if you can Google it, given that the internet was hacked, but, like, it was a thing that happened, so maybe we might just do a whole nother show about why that was. But in the interim, I'm going to suggest that you watch a documentary, a series. It's a series. It's not one documentary. It is a series. So get some time. It's called Dark Net, and it's about all the things on the internet that are rather disturbing. Yeah, I didn't go searching for it myself. It's one of those things where, you know, someone's watching something. You're like, oh, what you watching? And then you're sucked into the abyss. So I would like to pull you in with me. But I think it's worth, like, having a larger conversation around, like, that the internet could break, and that's the thing. Yeah, other Cliff Notes, it's owned by the Department of Defense. You know, just a lot of other things, thank you, that we can talk about. I got a glass of white wine, y'all. Get y'all one, too. I'm just saying. So with that being said, I've done a thing. This is the other thing that you've missed, which brings us right into a segue of our conversation. See? Smooth hosting skills. Get you some. Anywho, I did a thing. I joined a karaoke team. Yes, there is such thing as competitive karaoke. I don't know why I did it. No, I do know why I did it. I was drunk. I was at a bar. I said, I want to come to this bar on another night. They were like, oh, we have karaoke. To which I find out you can't just show up and be like, oh, I want to sing. You have to be on a team. Proceed to join said team. Actually, no. Let's be accurate. Proceed to create said team. None of you fuckers joined. I don't know how you host a radio show with over a million listeners in, like, 192 countries, and nobody wants to be a member of the Stand-In Ovations. And so then you become a member of another team called Cold as Ice, and we're here. That's it. Cold as ice. Cold as ice. Cold as ice. So that's how you know they're in the building, and we're going to talk today as friends. So we're just going to go around, and I'm going to talk to everyone as an individual, and then we'll close it out as a team with our plea for support. Because, like, a part of the district karaoke gimmick is we must have votes. Yes, yes. Very American Idol, except no one gets sent home. So what's funny is to my left is the team captain, Michael. We won't be giving last names because creeps are a thing.
Oh, that censorship on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We're not FCC regulated. You can say whatever you want. You can be as random as possible. You can curse. They can't charge me anything. So, Michael, humble team captain.
Hey.
How many years have you been doing district karaoke?
Let's see. I started doing karaoke, district karaoke, in Washington, D.C. in 2013. So, yeah. It's been about 3 years off and on. I mean, I haven't done it all the way straight through, but probably, I don't know, 6, 7 seasons.
Wow. So you're a seasoned district karaoke. Wow. So, like, before that, how long had you karaoke?
I mean, since whenever somebody first said, hey, did you know there's this thing where you can, like, grab a microphone and sing along with your favorite songs? And I was like, what? I don't know. I was probably, like, 15 or something like that. So, yeah, every opportunity I could get. There was a karaoke bar, and I was near it, and I could convince friends to go.
So, do you have a signature song?
I do. It's Billy Joel's Only the Good Die Young.
Wow. Team Captain karaoke's at weddings. Is this a service that you offer for those who may possibly want to, like, inquire?
Sure. I wouldn't really say that it was karaoke at my wedding, though, because there was no words and it was a live band, so I would just maybe say I sang with the band.
Are you going to sing a piece of it tonight for our listeners? You can give them a line. I mean, a line. Here.
No time like the present, right? Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. You can't let girls cry much too late. But sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Everybody. Only the good die young. There we go. You have it. Gosh.
Cold as ice. Cold as ice. Cold as ice. Okay, so we've gotten to the good stuff. Tell us, what is your worst karaoke song where you're like, please? And it doesn't necessarily mean you suck at it. It means it will destroy your total karaoke experience.
Creed.
Folks are like, why are you asking these questions? They have reasoning. You will see later, but I'll give you a hint. In district karaoke, there is a such thing called the graveyard. The graveyard is the place where songs go to die, and you cannot perform them in district karaoke. See, you meet members of district karaoke, you learn about district karaoke, it gets awesome, it becomes dope. And so that was Michael, that was our team captain. You heard a bit of Only the Good Die Young. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, except for we've got some ladies on the team, too. I'm just saying, sugar and spice and everything nice. Tell the folks your name, friend.
So I'm Kate, and I'm best friend with Michael's wife, Tana. She dragged me into karaoke last year before her wedding. And we decided to do it again. So, yeah. And then I dragged my boyfriend back.
Because peer pressure is a thing. It's a real thing. It's an exciting thing. It works, is what we're telling you this evening. Before that, were you a karaoke-er? I think that's also when we're karaokeers as well. Sounds about right, you know? So what was the line that got you to do it? Or was it not so much an argument as you were just down?
I was just down because Tana's really fun to hang out with.
Cool. So what would you say to folks who are like, that was a really good live rendition of Billy Joel. I might be down to be on the team. But don't have peer pressure and may need some of yours.
Well, it's definitely a great way to meet friends. If maybe you're new to the area or single or something like that, you can definitely meet someone.
So what is the song you hate the most from karaoke? Not just district karaoke, but just in general. Please don't play this song.
I don't think it's just one song, but
you can say
hate,
as many as you want.
I hate when people do really, really slow songs because it's kind of like, what are we here for? Let's like get this hyped up. I also really don't like when people sing foreign songs. A little fatigue of mine. I know a lot of people like to do it. It's not my thing.
In fact, there was a girl a couple seasons ago that was daring to sing the entire season foreign language only. And so she did it. She sang the whole season. No one knew what she was saying.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. I'm new. I'm just going to say, for people who are in my business, this is my first season, as I just said, if you were listening. Or maybe you're late.
So, we have a trend that's going on.
No one can see you.
And I mean, like, this competitively karaoke. Do you have a signature song?
I just really like Taylor Swift.
Are you going to give us a bit of Taylor Swift? None? None at all?
Saving it for her next performance. People will have to come out and watch her. Thursday.
I didn't go watch anyone. And she has management, so I would like come out. Because, like, if she's represented, then it has to be legit. And Georgia the mascot dog says, "What's up?" Like, just so you know, you can't see her, but she's here.
So that leads us to
you, Swain. Did you guys meet at karaoke?
We did not. We actually did a blind date coming up on a year now. Blind date, old fashioned way, set up by one of Keith's coworkers.
Did you fall in love or did you feel obligated to not have to see the coworker and be like, no, no. No, I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean?
No, we just bonded immediately. And,
so how did the speech go to join karaoke? Was it like, we're doing this thing, or?
So, Kate and Chad and I worked together, and there was one call in particular where they were both on speaker together, and they said, "Hey, Ben, we found you up for district karaoke every Thursday. Are you going to come play?"
Comes next. What is the karaoke song that you consider your signature? Ben doesn't hate anything. He's a lover. Line of your song, and it totally counts as you and Kate singing. See how I did that? Yay!
So, like I said, we'll do a little bit of chicken fried. So, you know I like my chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio on.
You know, thump. So look out for the next Hillary Clinton commercial. They're going to be singing in the background. Hillary's going to open up her purse to get
get out her early vote back, you know, ballot, and there's gonna be like some hot sauce in the bag. You know, that's what you're gonna see.
I'm letting you know. Don't sue me, it was in WikiLeaks.
I think that was so beautiful.
We got a duet, like, exclusively on the one mic stand with somebody named. We were intentionally waiting for you, but not really. And also, it's going to be amazing. So, if you're just catching up to the show, get here on time next time, but it's okay. All of our shows are archived. You can hear us since Jesus was little, except for the shows that were hot. It's fine. We're over it. Not really, which is why we're talking about it now. But we talked to Michael. Michael's our team captain. Michael's married to Tana. Tana is friends with Kate. Kate was next. We talked to Kate. Kate goes with Ben. Ben and Kate sang a duet. It's been an awesome show. You're really late. Mike wanted to know if we interviewed Tana, and Tana is next. Ta-da! And they say you lose your memory when you smoke pot. Hey. Tana, the lady of the hour. We're actually doing the show live in Tana's lovely home. That's really lovely. It's like one of those commercials from IKEA, but they got all the good shit. Like, you know, you can buy levels of IKEA shit. It's like, you're kind of poor. You're not really poor. You have a lot of money and could have totally shopped somewhere else, but, like, you're saving to buy the world. Totally to buy the world shit, y'all. To buy the world shit. Hi, Tana.
I guess we'll be phasing out some of the IKEA soon. This is a brand new ottoman. We're really excited about this. Yeah, replacing some IKEA.
No, I was hoping the ottoman was old. Talking to that Santana, you don't want this ottoman, right?
That's really old.
This is vintage. This is
really
on a vintage couch.
So,
my
great
grandparents.
And amazing.
But it blends so nice. I know you guys are jelly because it's radio. It's awesome, and it's colors, and, like, velour, and, like, yes, all the things, and no weird smells, because you know how you go to people's houses, and you really like them until you went to their house, and it stank? That's a real thing, but that's not what we're talking about on this show.
It doesn't smell like anything in here. Any
Hoot, Tanner, how long have you been karaoke?
Not just district karaoke.
Right.
The general. So, in terms of district karaoke, I've also been doing it since 2013. I'm a couple seasons behind Michael. He did through, I think, at least one season without me prior to me moving to the district. For those of you that don't know, district karaoke is available in other cities throughout the U.S., so if you're interested, go to unitedkaraoke.com. You can check out other cities that you can participate in. As far as, like, how long I've been karaokeing, I've, you know, really got into karaoke during college, all those drinks. I went to Home Buffalo. There's this little bar called Average Joe's. Karaoke was one of the best nights each week there, and I never missed a night. So, been karaokeing for quite some time.
Wow. Shout out to Yarmo's Muse in Buffalo. I have a friend from Buffalo. She opened a vintage store. And also Sinclair's Apparent Salon and Chopper Fellows Barbershop. Her and her husband own all of that. All of the things. Black Wall Street.
So, Tanny, you also
missed
the bar in college. So, do you have
a signature song or a signature list of songs?
I have a signature list of songs, but my favorite song karaoke is 100% Love Shack. I love singing Love Shack. Michael and I have done a duet many times with Love Shack. Sometimes I'll just sing it solo if he's not around. I just like song. Good song. Love would be 50 Dips. I also sing a little Lisa Loeb every now and again, which a lot of people forgot about Lisa Loeb because she's, like, so 90s. You know, the girl with, like, the cat eyeglasses. Dark hair. Day. You say, I only hear what I want to. I don't listen hard. Don't pay attention to the distances you're running to anyone, anywhere. I don't understand if you really care. I'm only hearing negative. No, no, no. Like that. You know, it's, like, very 90s jam.
I'm telling you, you've met every member of the team. You already know me, so I guess. guess this comes to be the part where I have to put myself on blast because I have 1, 2, 3, 4 other people did it. Great. So I've always loved karaoke. I've always loved competition. I'm a Virgo. And I hate karaoke where it's like one person's concert and they signed up for 52 songs. That's the worst. They have no room, and I hate them. But it's not a specific song. It's a specific kind of karaoke that I despise. Like, Dr. Evil, push the button, like, eject you from said karaoke bar, despise. I think that, I thought I could talk to you right now. I have a member of our team who has called in to the show who's not at Mike and Tana's house. And, you know, we're all about equal opportunity, team opportunities. Yes, that's what I said, equal opportunity, team opportunities. And so we want to hear from Evan. Everyone can hear you, Evan. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we all can. So tell us a bit about yourself for those in listening land having a listen.
What's up, guys? My name's Evan Sherris. I'm unfortunately not with the team right now. I was actually called in last minute to replace a guitarist at Rira Irish Pub, so I had to slip out and do this. I'm a lawyer and a musician, and I love karaoke.
So, outside of being a lawyer, a musician who loves karaoke, you're on our team.
I am. I'm from Canada. I have red hair. I like long walks on the beach.
Are you single?
I'm not.
Okay, so all that information is useless. Then, is what you? What
I
is your
know
sign?
What you were going for?
What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, I don't. Hey, you don't want my opinion on Geminis. God bless the child, every one of them.
Hey, is it true that there's a new sign that they changed all the added?
I'm not engaging in that shit. Like, I'm a believer that if you don't engage in certain shit, it's like if you look away, you will not turn to stone. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm a Virgo. Thank you. Goodbye. It's like Pluto is a new planet because we know you'll never make it up there to tell us it's not. Like, that's just how I feel about that stuff.
Pluto is definitely not a planet. It has not cleared its orbital area.
Well, yeah, no, Pluto's not a planet. I totally agree with that. We said that. But, like, I'm just saying, that information came way after all of us were out of school, you know? And so I kind of feel like this new shit you're figuring out way late. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I don't know. But what is your signature karaoke song, huh?
I would have to say it's either – you know what? I'm going to go with Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
You've got to give us a line, please.
All right.
It's all the same. Only the names will change in every day. It seems we're wasting away.
Yeah.
Woo! You can find him Thursdays at Acre 121. I'm just saying, please come. Like, we ain't too proud to beg. Like, we're not. Like, you've met Evan. I totally said you were going to meet me. And we're going to talk to the whole entire group after my final of the top three tracks from Big Baby Dram. Is it Big Baby Dram? Is it Big Baby D-R-A-M? Because he has a period in between all of them. That's like a real question I have. So, like, call us. 646-787-8623. So the last song, I'll get it myself.
It's all happening. Coming back. I had to tell myself to go and get it myself. I had to tell myself to go and get it myself. Cause I got tired of waiting on everyone else. I had to tell myself to go and get it myself. I had to tell myself to go and get it myself.
Big baby.
Again, he said he had to go and get it himself. Like, nobody else was going to give it to him. It was his. He had to do it himself. That's my favorite one. Like, don't ask nobody for anything, ever. Do it yourself. Yourself. It's so motivational. It's like, Georgia likes it too. Because Georgia's totally, I was like, it's motivational. Georgia's like, fuck yeah, and jumped up here, I promise. I wish you could see this. We're going to move to doing that. Everybody, I've had some folks email me and be like, hey, guys, why don't you do the visual radio thing? Like the Breakfast Club or you know what? There are times I don't want to wear a bra. There are times I don't want to put on lip gloss. And if we were to do that, those things might be required. So, like, cut your losses, folks. Maybe. If we can get some more sponsors that can pay for a bra, then maybe. I'll do it, you know? Like, I don't know. So we got into the top three tracks. Please pay your Apple Music bill on time, and you can hear as much Big Baby Dram or anything else. Apple didn't give me any money for that. I'm just a fan of Apple Music. But you have to have Apple Music and Spotify because there's definitely a difference. Like, they have to counterbalance each other. But that's a whole nother show. For a whole nother time, we're back to talking Too Cold as Ice as a team. Give the folks the chant in case they missed it.
Cold as ice, cold as ice, cold as ice, cold as ice, cold as ice.
Not holding back and going for it, but it definitely was one of the strangest things.
Wow. I couple weeks ago when a team decided to sing Bleeding Love by
I was a witness to that. That was a real thing to happen. The entire time I watched that, I kept thinking to myself, where was this concept birthed? And then I got mad at myself that my thought was birthed because I immediately thought, where was this concept birthed? Like, I was just like, and then I was like, ew. Like, it just, and they were so committed to the concept. I think that that was the other thing that, like, troubled me. And I was so lost and like, where did they all agree on it? Because, like, this is
there was probably a lot of people that were down for it, and, like, one person on the team was not down for it, but they just had to go with the majority rule.
How about you, Michael? Like, you've done 8 million seasons.
What was that one song that, like, Stephanie's team did where they sang Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, but it was, like, it was raunchy? What was it, like, something about a vagina?
Well, I really think Trump and Hillary stuff. Every single week, somebody's dressed as Trump or Hillary. But I mean, I guess we have a couple more people.
My mom's heart. I said we don't because none of us are from Syria. Some of us aren't from Syria. See, guys, you were here as we stopped cultural appropriation.
We as a team, we all did it as a unit. It was a thing that happened. It was a thing that we all did not do.
Listen, we want you not only to help us, right? This is a plea for help. Don't you mistake it. Like, it's like when you stayed up too late and the television turns on you and starts asking you for 35 cents for some random chat you don't know. It's that moment. We need you to help us, although from what I hear and I learned more, we're in prime real estate to possibly move up the ladder. We're going to get our costume game up. We're going to get our song game up. But, like, you won't know if that happens if you aren't there. And then you'll have the opportunity to decide if you would like to be on a team when the next season comes up. That's a thing that you can do. And I'm not, District Karaoke is giving me no money. This is actually just me wanting you to vote for it. So, like, I'll be clear and transparent. They are not one of the sponsors of today's show. Although, if you want to be a sponsor of the What Makes Stan with Simply Nay or any other show that is broadcast on Stan Online Media, take the opportunity, check out www.wheredoyoustand.com and do just that. Anywho, I wanted to let you know that next week for District Karaoke, anything goes. So you'll get to see the wildest of the wild because they are not held by limitations. And then the week after that, the songs are dedicated to drinking. Music that speaks to something about booze. So that's what you can expect if you come through, you know, for sure fantasy. We don't know what you're going to do. Planning meeting starts at 8 o'clock. That's 12 minutes from now. Earlier, we let you know that one of our listeners, well, one of our team members and also listeners and also guests today is a musician and a lawyer and a warlock. And just like he named a lot of things that he does. But he gave us one of his own original songs to be heard on today's show. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to play it because why not, you know? Here is Evan from Cold as Ice with his own original track, More of You.
Think I'd like a little more you. Yeah, just a little more. Yeah, just a little more. Oh, oh, you. Think I'd like a little more.
That was an abrupt ending.
We'd like a little bit more of that song.
Evan really did. Like, I don't think any of us knew that Evan rocked like that. Like, I don't think that we were aware. I don't know that it was known that that was a thing. We only have a few more minutes on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I'm still Simply Nay. I'm still in full effect. The show is still happening. But we ran time. We have 7 minutes. And I know you guys are like, wait, Ayana, your bullshit is you didn't get into how you joined District Karaoke. Yes, I did. I did it at the beginning of the show. And if you are thinking that, you're late. And it's okay. All of our shows are archived. You can hear it from the beginning, podcast style. We do this. As I stated before, I always love karaoke. I feel like it was the anti my mom forcing me to sing in the church. It's like, oh, hi, bitch, I can sing in a bar now, for food. All kinds of lead songs that Jesus doesn't like. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I did it or whatever.
But I have this anxiety around karaoke. That's like, it's like a result of having a manager. Yeah, I think my mom was actually a manager before there was a word for that. So that was a thing. Like, how do you end up being like a person and like a person? That happened to me. I'm telling you truth here. So, like, trauma. And I try to break free every day. So this is karaoke is a part of that. I do have karaoke songs I hate. I hate songs like, why is that a thing? Why do you want to sing every show tune? It bothers the Jesus out of me. I feel like show tunes are only relevant if you know the show. To just rant, unless it's Disney. Like, Disney is a whole nother caliber of, like, it's Disney. Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if you get up and, like, you give full Fred Astaire, I'm judging you. I'm judging the shit tone poet out of you. That's all I'm saying. I guess this means I have to sing one of my, like, go to karaoke songs. I do. Okay. I must admit that I do love a bit of Jasmine Sullivan. I bust the windows out your car. Because what I find is, no matter who is in the bar, everybody turns to every black woman. And everybody is like, oh, nigga, you don't know me. Like, they get angry. It doesn't. And you could be in the bar with all the Beckys. Like, 15 Beckys, a Sulan, a Ruth, and a Blair. You sing Jasmine Sullivan, and you're all the way with it. So, that means I have to sing it. Damn, didn't think about that part. But here goes, because we only have 4 minutes left in the show. I bust the windows out your car after I saw you laying next to her. I didn't want it, but I took my turn. I'm glad I did it, because you had to learn. That's all you get. That's all you get. Like, seriously. But if you want to book me, please reach out to Stephen Wilson of Over the Top Management. You can hit him up because he also is a talent director for Stand Omni Media at booking@whereyoustand.com. Yeah, those things. So we're going to get out of here and get in formation. That's going to be our last song for the night.
We try desperately to make a regal comeback. Before I leave, with the last 7 minutes of the show, I want to send all of the love to Farmers, Fishers, and Bakers. $30 brunch. It's all you. It has crab and artichoke dip. You made me think I wanted to eat ham again. And I haven't had ham since, like, I don't know when the last time. You served beignets. You had French toast. You had French toast with bananas, Foster, vanilla bean whipped cream. You had honey glazed fried chicken. Bottomless guacamole, shredded beef in case I wanted a beef taco, and shredded chicken in case I wanted a chicken taco. You even made cheese. We took cheese. You cooked the cheese and made a cheese tortilla in case I wanted to wrap the shit in cheese. Then you had grapefruit. Grapefruit bouillet? Who's taking sugar? It's a brown sugar. And cresting it on top of the grapefruit with the orange. Who's doing that? But you did it, and I want to thank you. The way that I ate today. And then, as though you didn't have enough for me to eat, as though it wasn't all you can eat, then you walked around with sushi. You had fried shrimp. You made these drinks that came in, like, the tiki bowls, and they were on fire. You gave me two. And if that wasn't enough, this shit was $39. Well, it was $29.99. I added $10 because I'm disrespectful. I'm sorry. I love you. I'll be seeing you again. But if you didn't know, farmer.
Christmas, fishes, and bakers. $3 in K Street, Northwest. They didn't pay me. My stomach isn't as happy there. And I want you to know what I know. Please, don't even
go any other time. Because all of this shit is on the menu any other time. So just go and eat it all at one time for $29.99. Because I said so. We're wrapping up. We're going to have this meeting. This has been another edition of the One Mic Stand with Susie Nay. We're going to close it out with a mighty hard chant from Cold as Ice with the special burr that was just added as an exclusive on this show. Please vote for us. It's real. Like, it's desperate. And join our team, because that's the thing, too. Cold as ice.
Cold as ice.